It is time for us to take a look at sports here on Robinhood Radio. Reload site. I don't know why they're saying that, but I don't want them to reload the site. We'll start off with some. This is absolutely ridiculous. We'll start off with a look at Major League sports and football. Julian Edelman has retired from the Patriots, and Tom Brady congratulated him. I'm proud of you. You never lost that chip on your shoulder. So another favorite Patriot is going to the sidelines or leaving the team. The Texas Rangers are now appear to be on shaky ground with their star quarterback, Deshaun Watson, after all these lawsuits have come about. We'll have to follow that story. Sad story about this is just one of those things. Ex-chief coach Britt Reid was charged in February in a crash that left a 5-year-old girl with a brain injury. discipline was handed down to him. He's the son of Coach Andy Reid. He's now charged with the following charges: driving while intoxicated, a Class D felony. He could face up to 7 years in jail if he's convicted, and they've requested a $100,000 bond in his case. That is just an incredibly sad story and a telling story. Once again, for years we've been hearing it ever since I've been a little child: don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive. All right, so that is that. Want to go on to the NBA. And why do I want to go on to the NBA? Because the Knicks are now back above 500 as they defeated the Lakers 111-96 for their third straight victory. It really has been a different year for the Knicks. When you take a look at the standings, just about halfway through the season, maybe a little more than that, the Knicks are in the final playoff spot, which is they're actually tied with the Celtics for seventh. But when you take a look at the whole, the way things line up, they're only a game and a half out of fourth place. It's a different Knicks team. Mike Cossey talks about it all the time. We've got a lot of good young college players starting to come together. They don't have huge, huge contracts. And who knows, just maybe, we're at the precipice where the Knicks will turn into a decent team to watch on a regular basis. So they won last night. And I'm trying to see if the Celtics played last night. They didn't. Coming up today in the NBA, the Celtics take on the Trailblazers. Tomorrow, the Nets take on the 76ers. All right, so that is NBA. In the National Hockey League, taking a look at the scores from yesterday, any of the local teams play? I don't see it right here, as a matter of fact. Now, coming up today, the Bruins take on the Sabres. The Rangers take on the Devils. And tomorrow in the National Hockey League, no local action. On Thursday, the Devils and Rangers square off again, and the Islanders take on the Bruins. So that is a look at hockey. And in baseball, the Yankees down the Blue Jays 3-1 yesterday. Let's see what else we have here. I'm seeing if the... any other of our local teams played. I don't see the Red Sox down here as playing. Nope. But, their game was postponed. Pardon me. The Red Sox and Twins were postponed. So that's it for baseball, as a matter of fact. So not too much more to go other than that. And I guess that's about it. Really not much else. Of course, Mike Cossey will be back in on Friday with a full look at sports and this weekend's racing as well.